It's the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by... Try that again.
Big Boy. Oh, you didn't turn my mic on.
Should we
Is there a reason for that?
Should we leave it like that?
Should.
Are you going to talk about the Packers at all?
I might.
Yeah, there actually is some Packers news. So.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's start with the big Tigers news.
Nope.
No?
Nope. We are going to get to that, but I want to talk about a glorious ending for you Brew Crew fans last night.
Yeah.
What an end to that game against their rival, the St. Louis Cardinals. Talk about it.
It was 6-5. One guy on. I can't remember who was up, but he hit it. It looked like a home run. And Keon Broxton runs back there, and dives up, glove over the wall, and robs him of a home run. Final out of the game.
It was like a walk-off. What would you call that?
A walk-off.
It was almost
pitch.
As exciting as a walk-off.
It was.
I mean, it's a defensive play, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So they win 6-5 against the Cardinals, who
what
are
does that do?
Right behind them. I mean, right behind them. Puts the Brewers 3.5 back because the Cubs decided to win.
Yeah.
17. What was it? 17-3?
It was a ridiculous score.
Oh,
let's just put it that way. But
and
also,
they scored more runs than the Bears will probably score in a game this year. 17-3.
That's funny.
Yeah, so they're 3.5 back. The Rockies didn't play. Oh no, the Rockies did play.
I was going to say
three back.
Yeah,
the only days off are Monday and Thursday.
But what about Arizona?
Arizona won again, so they're 6 behind Arizona. So they got to catch the Rockies. 3 back. I wish they played them again. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
They don't.
All right, you done with the Brewers? Who do they play next?
They play... What is today? Thursday? Yeah, they play the Nationals tonight. Zach Davies, 15-7 with a 3.91 ERA versus Gio Gonzalez, who's 13-5 with a 2.4 ERA. But it's in Milwaukee. So, let's go Brew Crew.
All right, you know what? We're going to take a short break right here, and then we'll come back and talk Tigers, Tigers trades, and why this happened. Because I'm worried I'm going to run out of time if I don't do this.
Oh, because you're going to go off?
No.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm going to defend it to a certain degree. So, you ready?
Yeah.
We'll come back. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up here right after this. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Killer deals on remainder of the year memberships. We're talking like singles, couples, both Heritage or a Heritage Gray Walls combo, all under $1,000, and half of that goes toward next year's dues.
Yes, it does. Call them 225-0721.
All right, let's talk about the Tigers. So, yes, they did win yesterday, 6-2 over the Rockies, right? Yes, 6-2 over the Rockies. And Verlander only had one real mistake. He hung a curveball and was taken downtown by Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah, but Verlander also got the first RBI.
He did.
He had a single.
He got his very first. I forgot about that. I don't even have that in my notes, but I saw that. He got his very first RBI. And you know what?
Of this year, right?
No.
Or ever.
Ever.
What?
His first ever RBI.
Wow.
That's the way I know it. You got me second-guessing myself. No, I'm 99% sure that's right.
Okay.
And Nick Castellanos is just proving me wrong again. He's starting to heat up at the plate even more. Another home run. And the Tigers did what you wanted them to do. They took 2 out of 3 from the Colorado Rockies.
Yes.
The Rockies actually are slipping. They finished August with a 12-15 record. Their first losing month of the season. That was interesting, Nate.
That's good. We want them to keep losing.
I understand that. The NL wild card lead shrinks to 3 games over the Brew Crew. All right, so let's talk about this trade. The Angels and the Tigers have struck a deal for Justin Upton. And, I mean, a lot of people are upset about this, including our buddy Tibor. Came in here just madder than a bee's nest. They got a number 9 prospect in the Angels farm system, pitcher Grayson Long. And the waiver deadline, by the way, is midnight tonight.
Oh, it's midnight?
Yes.
Okay. It's not one of those 4 o'clock things.
Nope. And he's got $88 million left on a 4-year deal. At 30 years old, here's the thing. With the numbers that he currently has, he was going to get a better deal. The rumor is he had already told the Tigers organization he's going to opt out at the end of the year. He had an opt-out clause. He still does with the Angels. They didn't even care. So they weren't going to get anything for him. So at least they got a pitcher now.
Okay.
Because they weren't going to pay him $125 million. You know what I mean? They just the numbers were not going to be there for the Tigers to do that. Maybe they are. If he does opt out, the Tigers will have the option to go back and put a bid in for him. Just like any other unrestricted free agent. Right?
Right.
So don't be surprised.
It's not as bad a deal as we thought.
No, it's not a bad deal at all. I mean, what are you going to do? They're trying to rebuild. They weren't going to get anything for him. They were going to have to renegotiate his contract. What is he going to accomplish for them the rest of this year? Nothing.
Nothing. They're not going to get back in the race.
No. And guess what's heating up right now? Astros, Tigers, Justin Verlander talk.
Yes.
Don't be surprised if that happens by the end of
today. And the Astros also acquired outfielder Cameron Maven from the Angels today.
Former Tiger.
Yeah. Tied in stolen bases this year, too, by the way. Cameron Maven. And I will say you are right. Justin Verlander's career hitting, he is 4 for 43.
Yes.
And that was his first ever RBI.
It's kind of cool to watch the bench come unglued about it.
First ever RBI.
A couple of little notes here real quick. Cabrera was not in the lineup again for the second straight game with back tightness, but he did enter as a pinch hitter in the eighth with bases loaded. But he hit it into a double play.
Perfect.
And Daniel Norris, left groin strain, and Anibal Sanchez, left hamstring. I know it's Sanchez, just leave me be. Hamstring strain are scheduled to make rehab starts on Thursday, both of them. After a day off, Tigers have 4 games against Cleveland, including a doubleheader on Friday.
About one of the hottest teams in baseball right now, the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, and Matthew Boyd will be on the mound. He's so good.
Is he now?
He's got a 6.82 ERA, I think. 6.32, sorry. Oh, I just wish they could get him straight now, because I just believe this kid can be really good. I've seen dominance out of him. And then it's like, all of a sudden his brain goes haywire or something, and he just starts lobbing balls across the plate. I don't know.
So, let's go with the big Lions news.
Are we going to the NFL?
Yeah, let's go to the NFL.
Okay, go ahead.
They have traded guard Laken Tomlinson to the 49ers for their 5th round pick in 2019. You know, he was drafted in the first round in 2015.
Yep.
First round draft pick traded away for a 5th rounder.
Well,
I guess he didn't work out, did he?
Nope. Not that well. And they're looking pretty decent. God, I better knock on some wood. On paper, they're looking pretty decent for their offensive line.
Better keep that offensive line so they can protect the highest paid player in the NFL.
That's right. That's right.
For now.
What about linebacker Ahmad Brooks? You're expecting him to finalize the deal with the Packers, right?
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday, though. The big news is...
But they didn't yet, is my point.
Well, it's just the physical.
Formalities physical. At this point.
The big news... As everyone thought it was over, but Johnny Manziel might be playing now.
Oh my God.
In the CFL with the Tiger Cats.
Shoot me in the face
Hamilton
with rock salt.
Tiger
just because I got to hear Johnny Manziel in the news consistently.
Shoot you in the face with rock salt.
That's just, oh.
After, you know, doesn't it seem like the Johnny Manziel saga has been going on for years and years and years? He's 24.
I know, he's just a kid.
An idiot.
And an idiot. A rich idiot, though.
Yeah, true.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right.
the Outdoor Show.